All right, Jeremy Sewer, I just talked to Gio, your teammate. He said he was pretty happy with the eighth overall for the team. He had a DNF. He said, you know, you probably didn't ride how you wanted to here. So, I mean, what do you think? What's your take on it?
I think eighth is pretty decent for Team Switzerland. I think if Valentin wouldn't have his DNF, it could have been a seventh, if I would be on my A game, we could be fifth around, I'd say. But I mean, a podium for Team Switzerland, that's a miracle. If you see the Australia, France, USA, you know, we are not on that level, which is obvious. But eight is fine. And from myself, you know, I did the best. I didn't do anything silly, no mistakes, just did two motos. Did an improvement, and Moto 2, which is super positive. So yeah, we work on that, you know.
What do you think of the track and everything?
Honestly, this morning I was quite shocked in the warm-up how they prepped it. Like, yeah, from yesterday to today, like, it didn't feel like an American track the way how they prepped it. I don't know, because it's such a nice track, but it seems like they messed it up, you know.
Well, they told me they put the split lane in over in the woods, coming out of the woods, and then they told me that they ripped it. But and that's more like American style, but they did not rip it deep enough, or?
I think the split lane didn't work at all, because yesterday we made passes happen there by, like, squaring up someone, you know, and now with the split lane you can't do that. So it's either inside or outside, so passing opportunity was less. And then they left quite like sketchy sections, jumps, waves, kickers and stuff. They left it rough.
Okay, yeah.
So it's super, super technical and makes it harder to pass because you can't race. It's more like kind of enduro in these sections, you know. But and it was hard on the bottom, you know. So I think they didn't rip it deep enough and not on the right places, you know.
Kenny was telling me that it was super slippery compared to a U.S. race. Like they didn't have – whatever they did for the prep made it slipperier than American race.
100%. I agree. It was way too slippery. And I think they let the ruts from yesterday, some of them, and they dried out. And that's how it felt. They baked and then they put water on top. So for me, yeah, on the prep side, the track they have, they messed it up big time.
All right, you got a podium this year, brand new bike, some good, some not so good. Where do you stand on your season? I'm just from the outside.
Well, brand new bike, which is normal that we struggle, you know, especially in the beginning. But I just want to be honest, you know, I just never really found what I was like lacking on or what I didn't feel comfortable with, you know. So we kind of did circles all season, and that's why we never actually improved. In terms of results, it looked like we got worse, but we didn't really get worse. The bike stayed the same. It's just like I lost my confidence, you know. Like if you keep doing circles and you keep struggling, like the confidence slowly goes away, you know. So that's what it was. But now we started to, I think, finally, after waiting way too long, go back in the right direction by changing some things on the bike, with especially the people who works with the bike, you know, technicians, opinions. Because I thought I gave them quite good like feedback, and I knew from day one where the issue was. You know, that's not the problem, but we could never really work on it or fix it. That was the frustrating part for me as a rider, you know. But it seems like now, since about a few days, we are heading back into a good direction.
Tony was saying it needs a bit more torque. Do you agree?
100%. Yeah. The engine rides more like a 350.
Okay. So that's that maybe Desmo thing that just keeps revving, right?
Yes and no. I think, yeah, probably this. But I do think we can make that better, even with a Desmo, you know. More torque and more like, how should I explain, a heavier kind of feel to give us traction. It's too much on-off and snappy, especially on
sure
this.
You try to flywheel weight and whatever, right?
Yeah, sure, but then putting on a flywheel, the torque drops even more on the bottom, so there should be other ways, but I think we are working on that now. As I said, we knew that from the very beginning, but it just took way too long, but I can't change that. I'm not the engineer, I'm just the rider, right. So yeah.
Maybe the American guys will help a little bit too. Once they start riding a little bit, maybe things will pass over, right?
Yeah, big time. And they feel the same issue, you know, straight away. They know where it is. And I just hope they can speed up the process to get those things earlier, because that's all. Like I said before, I expected to struggle to start with, but I thought we're going to deal with those issues quicker and we don't lose a whole season, you know.
So I'm sure this idiot Lewis told you Guillaume was a hit in America. Like he showed up with nothing. He had a stock bike, an exhaust, broken collarbone from something, and he did really well, and he loved it, and he was a really good interview. You've known him forever. What'd you think of his success?
Well, I'm happy for him because he deserves it. He's a really good rider. He has a lot of talent. I was surprised because we had like a little photo shoot on Thursday, like Team Switzerland. I couldn't ride because my bikes arrived from Australia here Thursday, so they couldn't get them ready on time. But Valentin showed up in like a SUV, normal car, his bike in the back, like wheels, forks. I've never seen that in my life. His bike in the back, like his bicycle next to it, and two gear bags, and his girlfriend on the passenger seat, like I never seen this before. You know, and then he DNF Moto 1, I'm like, yeah, maybe it's not so good to transport your bike in the car. Maybe that was the... Right. But insane, you know. So I think he deserves a really good ride because, he used to be Jeffrey in the past, you know. He's a good rider. I think he just needs someone, or he needs the discipline to be fit, to train, to stick.
He told me he's got some sort of sickness, so he can't do much during the week. And I'm like, and at Club MX, I guess he wouldn't ride much. He would just ride on the weekends.
Yeah, this I don't know. You know, I just know from the past he always had so much talent and speed. But he always, look, there he is. But he always like didn't manage 30 minutes, got tired, or you know. So that was his issue, why he never made that last step. You know. But I think if he gets that sorted and has a good bike, he will be good. To be up front, you know.
I helped him get his suspension oil changed 8 rounds into the Nationals. He had never got it changed because his suspension guy was from France, and he's running the same oil. And I'm just like, I got it. We helped him and got it. I'm just like, what are you doing?
This is insane. Like, you can't even, like, it's just insane. Like, I have no words for that, but chapeau. Like, you know, if you have a 20-year-old doing that, I mean, that's an experience. Because he told me where he slept and stuff with 4 other people in, like, a tiny little motorhome. Yeah. Like, the bed was about this high. But he's 33, 32, and, like, I'm not sure if I do that in my, I'm like, come on, like.
It was cool to have him there. He did a good job. And do you want Lewis back in Europe? Because we can do that. We're tired of him here.
Yeah, send him back. Put him in a box and send him back.
Okay, we'll do that. All right. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks.